For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
And I saw you at a slightly better seat than I had at Pippin over at Shays.
They treat me very nicely.
Well, they do. No, they do. My seats were great, except the person to my immediate left and two seats over kept checking their cell phone during the performance. What's going on with this?
Oh, that's not acceptable. I think many people do not understand that no texting includes checking your text messages. It is a question of just being so married to your phone that like life support or something. You can't do without it.
Well, I don't want to take away from Pippin, which is fabulous. I was telling someone, everybody on stage is bringing their A game. It is so exciting. I mean, singing and dancing and juggling and acrobatics, and your heart is in your throat.
Well, that is the magic of Pippin. The story is very, very slight, arguably dated. Who cares? There is just so much candy for the eye. And yes, I meant exactly that. All that and John Rubinstein and Priscilla Lopez as well. A very clever remount of Pippin.
Pippin continues, but only through the Sunday. Last performances are Sunday at 2 and 7 over at Shays. You saw All My Sons, but you thought it was a little too sentimental?
Let me clarify. It is a wonderful cast. I do think that the tenor of this show about cold-blooded, self-serving people who only feel remorse once they get caught is tilted. The plot basically is this, that a man in business during World War II has allowed a defective part to go into warplanes, resulting in the deaths of several servicemen. His own son, also in the service, is missing in action, and the mother refuses to believe that he is dead. She cannot do that because if she believes that he is dead, then part of her has to acknowledge that her husband is in some way culpable. And yet, given this lie, she's able to live a comfortable life. They're able to send the fairly innocent partner to prison. These are cold customers. And problematic is the production that puts too much sympathy their way. I found it a bit operatic, but it's not for lack of talent and it's not for lack of polish. It's simply a question of interpretation. And that interpretation is available.
Well, we saw another play that doesn't suffer for lack of talent, but just the play didn't work for me at all. It's Speak No Evil over at the Alleyway Theater. I've been describing it as 90 minutes of failed SNL skits put on by all your favorite actors. You love them, you're pulling for them, and
we do. Well, it just doesn't work.
The
quirky foibles of contemporary life. There are some wonderful flashes of insight in it. There seems to be some excess and overwriting here. As always at the Alleyway, their stock and trade is the development of new work, and I can see why they were interested in the voice of this playwright. But yeah, I think that there's some refinement still to do, but I think that people go to Alleyway because they are interested to see the development of these works.
On the other hand, I have a little smiley face note for Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. This sounds great. It's the second generation theater, and they kind of got their start over at New Phoenix, but now they have their new home at the Lancaster Opera House.
I did, at their urgent invitation, go out to see this production, and I was glad I did. I'd seen the Broadway production, which had starred Sigourney Weaver. This is a wonderful cast, as it turns out, with Lisa Ludwig in the Sigourney Weaver role. It is a riff on Chekhov. You know, Anton Chekhov, the Russian modern dramatist, maintained that he was writing comedies, and there's such doom and gloom in these plays. It takes one of the themes of Uncle Vanya, but this is Christopher Durang, and Christopher Durang does write unbridled zaniness, and he's brought that to this story. So with a contemporary setting, a movie star sister comes home and wreaks havoc with her selfishness, and it is really marvelous, under the direction of Doug Wyand. Also with wonderful performances by Lou Koliakovo and Kristin Tripp Kelly.
Another play, Across Town, out at Musical Fair, directed by Michael Wallin, Ring of Fire, that came to the old Studio Arena, I don't know, a long time ago, and now you say it's sort of a smaller, more intimate chamber kind of production?
When it was first produced at Studio Arena Theater, Richard Maltby Jr., who had created and directed Ain't Misbehavin', I think was looking for lightning to strike again. Ain't Misbehavin' had been the music of Fats Waller, this was the music of Johnny Cash, and they kind of overdid everything, and it had some problems, but because Buffalo audiences liked it, they canceled a San Francisco engagement, they went directly to Broadway where it tanked, and it's basically never been done again, or seldom. So it will be interesting to see this done in an intimate setting, which is, I think, more appropriate for it.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.